InvestNet, Yodlee introduces spend signals. InvestNet, Yodlee has introduced spend signals, an AI-powered solution that provides access to real-time consumer spending trends and insights on shopper purchasing patterns at competitors. Deutsche Bank finalizes Numis acquisition. Deutsche Bank has announced that it has completed the acquisition of Numis in a bid to solidify its engagement with corporates across the UK. Doc Financial acquires Paydora Finance. Germany-based BaaS provider Doc Financial has acquired embedded finance specialist Paydora Finance, with the latter's integration into its organization. Block acquires HiFi. Payment technology company Block has acquired music-focused startup HiFi to support the latter's growth in financial technologies and services for artists. Mogo partners with Oracle. Canada-based financial technology company Mogo has selected the Oracle Cloud infrastructure in order to accelerate the development of its digital wealth platform. Additive partners with SELISE. Switzerland-based Additive has entered a strategic partnership with SELISE to accelerate the delivery and integration of its wealth platform. Xpate partners with Currency Cloud to help customers tap new markets. Cross-border payments provider Currency Cloud has partnered with UK-based e-commerce payments platform Xpate to enable the latter's customers to expand to new markets. Payrock and Genico launch Axiom Terminal Line. Payment processing platform Payrock has extended its partnership with Ingenico to launch Axiom Smart Payment Terminal Line. Convera completes migration to AWS. US-based B2B payments company Convera has completed its migration to AWS to optimize fully automated transactions and enhance customer experience. Zilch launches Zilch Up. UK-based Zilch has launched its new Zilch Up service to provide more affordable credit via BNPL borrowing for usually excluded clients and to drive financial inclusion. Careful raises $16.50 million. Careful, an AI-powered financial safety platform, has announced that it has closed its Series A round with $16.5 million in funding. NMI acquires Sphere's commercial division. Commerce enablement technology company NMI has acquired the Sphere commercial division to simplify payments for partners and to strengthen its risk management offerings. Discover Global Network launches network tokenization platform. Discover Global Network, the payments brand of Discover, has launched a cloud-based network tokenization platform that helps companies integrate and offer stored payment token specifications. Fiserv partners with Plaid. Global provider of payments and financial services technology Fiserv has entered a partnership with US-based data network provider Plaid. Curios integrates with Stripe's payment solutions for NFTs. US-based, Web3-focused publishing tools provider Curios has integrated with Stripe's payment solutions for NFTs and digital content. LogicJets partners with AAA to enable cryptocurrency payments. Singapore-based private jet company LogicJets has partnered with digital currency payment institution AAA to enable crypto payments. Axis Bank and Fibe team on India's first numberless credit card. India's Axis Bank has joined forces with local fintech Fibe to launch the country's first numberless credit card. Australia moves to give RBA oversight of Apple Pay. Australia's government has set out plans to regulate digital wallet providers such as Apple and Google in the same way as other payment services. 77 Bank digitizes branch customer service with Fujitsu Tech. Fujitsu today announced the development of a system that allows customers to easily complete transactions in a concise manner at all branches of the 77 Bank, Limited. 1. Hereinafter, the 77 Bank, using an in-store tablet that utilizes Fujitsu's customer engagement solution CHORDSHIP, hereinafter, CordShip, built on cloud. Its introduction was recently completed at all of the 77 Bank's branches in Japan for use since September 2023. Ecompay unveils suite of open banking products. Ecompay, a leading international payment service provider and direct bank acquirer, launches Open Banking Select, the latest addition to Ecompay's integrated open banking payment suite. It offers greater control and scale over payment routing options, a consistent user experience, and all the features of Open Banking Advanced. By introducing Open Banking Select, Ecompay becomes the first and only payment provider to orchestrate card payments and open banking transactions via a unified proprietary platform. New online cash payment solution, Cashish, launched in UK. In a move set to innovate the world of online shopping, Cash's online cash payment solution has exited stealth mode and is now available to all UK e-commerce sites. Designed to cater to the diverse needs of today's consumers, Cashish brings the convenience and security of cash payments to the digital sector, making online shopping more accessible than ever before. Accelerated payments hits 1.5 billion business financing milestone. Business funding provider Accelerated Payments today announced it has advanced an additional $500 million to businesses globally in the past 9 months, bringing the total to $1.5 billion on its sixth anniversary. Revolut moves US HQ closer to Wall Street. Revolut, the global financial super app with over 35 million customers worldwide and almost 1 million in the US, is expanding its footprint and moving into new offices off Wall Street. Voyager Digital CEO faces fraud lawsuit. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, has filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York against Stephen Ehrlich, the former CEO of now bankrupt entities Voyager Digital, Voyager Digital Holdings, and Voyager Digital, collectively, Voyager. Q&A. An insider's perspective on the shifting trends in banking. Marked by an accelerated rate of change and evolving consumer needs, the financial sector has undergone a digital transformation unlike anything seen before. From small businesses reimagining their operations in response to the pandemic to the challenges larger corporations face in today's uncertain economic climate, the financial sector is in the midst of a fundamental evolution. RBC works with Xero to help businesses simplify supplier payments. Royal Bank of Canada, RBC, has partnered with global small business platform Xero to help businesses automate payments to suppliers. Croatia launches its new central securities depository platform. Central Depository and Clearing Company of Croatia, SKDD, has announced the launch of its new central securities depository platform to modernize its capital markets infrastructure. Bravo Store Systems taps Credova for BNPL integration. Point-of-sale solutions provider Bravo Store Systems has partnered with Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, provider Credova Financing to offer merchants BNPL functionality. Payments Europe publishes on the value of cards in Europe. Payments Europe reveals key traits of the value and cost of cards in the payment ecosystem, based on its newly released survey on merchants working in retail in Europe. UnionPay partners with Lazada to support online transactions. China-based UnionPay International has partnered with Singapore-based e-commerce platform Lazada to support international online transactions. WooCommerce partners with Veem. Open-source e-commerce platform WooCommerce has partnered with Veeam to streamline payables and receivables for e-commerce businesses worldwide. Paytm Payments Bank fined over KYC lapses. The Reserve Bank of India has fined Paytm Payments Bank about $650,000 for Know Your Customer failings. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.